This is a special report.
Her life has been filled with constant illness, infection, and hospitalization, but through it all, she's never given up. City's John Ackerman continues his series of Courage to Come Back profiles with a look at the winner in the medical category.
From an early age, Rachel Goldman of New Westminster has battled common variable immune deficiency, or CVID.
Throughout my whole childhood, I had a lot of illness, like weird stuff, infections in the lymph nodes surrounding the appendix. Like, I think they thought I had appendicitis more than I can count, and it was never actually appendicitis. It was always something else.
Her chronic illness would continue into adulthood, complicating both her pregnancies and even now separates her from her children for long periods of time.
It's really hard. It can be heartbreaking at times, and sometimes you feel like it's never going to end. But luckily, it does, and when we come back together, it's really special.
Still, she says something of a normal life is possible, even with chronic illness. And she hopes her story gives others like her the hope to carry on.
I really, really, really hope that others who are in my position will feel less alone and know that it's possible to come back.
With the courage to come back, John Ackerman, City News.
City News, a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards, celebrating 25 years of raising funding for British Columbians living with mental illness.
This is a special report.
She spent her life in and out of hospital with strange ailments no one could pinpoint, let alone understand. But she's managed to eke out something of a normal life despite her chronic illness. City's John Ackerman continues his series of Courage to Come Back profiles with a look at the recipient in the medical category.
Normal life, whatever that means.
That's Rachel Goldman of New Westminster. Normal for her may sound abnormal to most of us, but part of her strength comes from her choosing not to dwell on the negative.
I've always been the type of person that looks ahead. I find it very difficult to look backwards.
Rachel has lived with the effects of common variable immune deficiency, or CVID, for most of her life. Her chronic illness complicated both of her pregnancies, cost her dreams of being a rhythmic gymnast and a singer, and even cut short her dream job as a sports radio producer. Still, she pushes on.
I've learned resilience, I've learned determination, I've learned about mindfulness and motivation. All those things sort of help me get up every morning, and I'm able to be grateful for the things that I have in the present and be able to have continuous hope in the future.
With the courage to come back, John Ackerman, City News.